Now, I went through the great series, the great ladder, or heaven ladder, of the seven chakras, or lotuses, or centers of the Kundalini Yoga. And since I see a number of fresh faces here this afternoon, I want very briefly to review this, since it's going to serve as a base for my the beginning, at least, of my discussion today. This notion that the energies of the spirit, the energies of the psyche, are concentrated in a series of subtle nerves, so to say, not the gross nerves of the anatomical table, but subtle nerves of a subtle substance, and that they can be thought of as concentrated at the base of the spine in the normal, unilluminated state, is the first point here. And this base is called the root base, Muladhara, where the energies of life simply grip existence without any zeal, without any glory, without any radiance, but simply hanging on to existence. And then the yogi, through his breath and concentration and poise of body, seeks to activate this coiled up one, which is represented as a serpent wrapped around itself, and bring it up the spine through six more centers. The so-called second center, Svadhisthana, her favorite resort, is at the level of the sex organs. And here, the whole zeal of life, the whole sense of life, is of the erotic order. One might say that at this level, the psychology is exactly Freudian, where the whole interpretation of the energy of life is sexual. At the third center then, at the level of the navel, Manipuri, the city of the shining jewel, the energy is aggressive and concerned to consume and conquer to itself the world. Now in these two centers, second and third, the energies are outward directed. The satisfactions, the zeals, the ends and aims of life are outside. And then comes that wonderful fourth center at the level of the heart, where the sound is heard that is not made by two things striking together. The sound, that is to say, of the energy of the world, Brahman, Atman, the energy of which the world is a precipitation. The sound of that energy, which is antecedent to things, is heard here, and the zeal then, the mind, and all are inward turned. We have an interiorization of the imageries, no longer outward directed, except as the outward world reflects this. And this sound, which is heard in the heart, is heard throughout the world. It is the sound Om. From then on, the zeal is to cleanse one's consciousness of the interference of the phenomenal world and come to a direct confrontation with that sound and with the image that is in accord with it. At the fifth chakra, then, at the level of the larynx, one, which is called Vishuddha, the purgatorial or cleansing one, one is in exercise, so to say, as a monk, in religious zeal, turning that power factor, which was present in the third chakra, to work on oneself, conquering one's outward-going tendencies, turning all inward, concentrating inward, and finally coming at the sixth chakra between the eyes here to the ultimate vision of the Lord of the world, who is the figure I hope to speak about today, that human form of the divine, which transcends the human, but here, for the human being is made manifest, so to say, in one's own image. And at this point, the soul, Jiva, beholds the Lord, Ishvara. And this is what, in our Western terminology, is heaven. the soul has found its proper love. And so the zeal, so to say, of the second chakra, the erotic, has here found its true goal in the sixth chakra, between the eyes. But the soul and its beloved, the Lord, are two here. And the ultimate goal is to transcend duality, and this is the great point. And that is achieved only at the crown of the head, where, as it were, a dividing glass is withdrawn from between the soul and its beloved, and both are gone. For there to be a subject, for there to be an object, there must be a subject of knowledge and a relationship between them. At this sixth level, everything is relationship. Relationship of I to thee, of the soul to the beloved. But beyond that, there is what we, in our language, can only call identity. And yet it can't be called identity because it is beyond categories altogether. Now it's this that I want to speak about today. This strange thing of the passage from 6 to 7, as though there were a line here of mystery between the 6th and the 7th chakras, where something impossible to think of takes place. Namely, all phenomenality is transcended, and with that, all subjectivity as well. Schopenhauer speaks of this in The World as Will and Idea, when he says, if we could only understand how it is that that which is one becomes many, how that which is no thing becomes things, what he calls the world not, K-N-O-T, the world not. If we could understand that, we would understand all, but it cannot be understood.